This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios on, yes, this Friday. What a week of sports. What a lot of action. Of course, last night, the Nuggets, the draft. And we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. The process of building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have a surefire process to get your new building built to your satisfaction. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Tell you what, I'd love to hear from you via text on the Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services text line. A lot of high school action going on. Text us at 888-530-0043. Love to hear some texts on, track results and things like that. We're going to go over some baseball scores. Was out briefly at the Weld County track meet the other day at Roosevelt High School. And again, what a facility that is. And, one athlete I want to mention right off the top, Delaney Reuter, a freshman at Eaton High School, won both the 1600 and 3200 event as a freshman. A lot of highlighted events. Hey, speaking of Roosevelt, we're going to have on it right around the 10:20 mark, Brian Saya. We had his team featured last week on Baseball Prep's preview, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And all of a sudden, man, they have gone on a winning streak. And want to give our props to Coach Saya and just hear some of the turnaround factors that have occurred since we actually had him and three of his players on the air. But hey, let's first check a few scores from last night. I think there's a lot of games not played, as there's a lot of missing scores, but let's get to some of the ones we have in the area today. Haxton, they defeated Caliche 10-run them, 13-3. Frederick, they get on that winning track as they beat Niwot 6-4. That game was played at Frederick. Flatirons Academy loses to visiting Denver Christian 4-2. Colorado Academy, man, in a pitcher's duel, they escape peak to peak, 1-0. Shut them out. In high school, we just don't see that many 1-0 games. Had one earlier in the week with Fort Collins and Monarch as Sean Toger went 8 innings and 1 hit Monarch. Elsewhere, over at Mountain View yesterday, Riverdale Ridge comes in and puts 20 runs up. Man, they annihilate Mountain View 20-6. Broomfield, the same thing at home against Pooter, 17-2. Broomfield, they are from real. Speaking of for real, Fossil Ridge, we're going to feature them in the rankings today as we go through the rankings as well. Fossil Ridge all over Monarch, 10-run them, 10-0. As did Legacy, they 10-run North Glen with a 12-0 win over North Glen. And Greeley West travels to Pueblo County and gets shut out 10-0. Elsewhere locally, Thompson Valley, they defeat Skyline 8-4. And Roosevelt, as we said, we're going to be talking to Coach Saya. They 10-run the Mustangs out at Fort Morgan, 12-2, and they're going to Mustangs, you get another shot at them. And then Loveland in Front Rain action defeated Brighton. Brighton's a nice team. That's a nice win for Loveland. And Pueblo South beat Greeley West also down in Pueblo as West falls. The Spartans fall 5-2. So let's take a look at some rankings here. gosh, I'm going to just start with 3A. We're going to go 3, 4, and 5A. And there, you're going to find Northern Colorado pretty prevalent in baseball all through the state. But in 3A, we're not going to see this much when one league is dominating the state rankings like the Patriot League is dominating baseball this spring. Eaton, of course, back-to-back-to-back state champions. The Reds, as we know, they have a shot to go four in a row. First time it's happened since the Jim Danley days, and they are 15-0 and lead the state and have a upper hand on that number one ranking. But two, University. We actually tried to get Coach on today. Class gets in the way once in a while, so we're going to try to get some Bulldogs coaches on later next week. They are number two. They hold that number two ranking, even though number four, Resurrection, defeated University early in the year. Berthoud, as we had on the A1 Organics Game of the Week this past Monday against Eaton, well, they're 15-1, and they are ranked number three. And we can't forget Northeast. Hey, my alma mater, Sterling, they are 12-3, ranked number five in 3A. So, ironically, we have the 1 through 5 top teams in 3A all out of the Patriot League. Let's just round out the top 10 for you. Forge Christian, they are number 6. Coleridge over in Newcastle, they are number 7. Delta 8, Manitou Springs 9, and Colorado Academy 10. Of course, Coach Miller's Bulldogs, they defeated, I believe, Delta earlier on Monday. Anxious to talk to him, just get more information on this year's version of the Bulldogs. And let's go to 4A. Well, guess what? Another Northern Colorado team ranked number one. Yeah, Brad Deal's Wizards. We had the Wizards on in a preview. Talked to three of their outstanding seniors, and they hold down that number one ranking. Well, out of the same league, Holy Family out of Broomfield, number two. Then number three, we get to the Jeffco League. Golden, the Demons are 15-1. Recently, they've been a strong baseball team. And fourth is Lutheran. They are 4A. A lot of our audience might think, well, when did they become 4A? This happened this past cycle, so we don't see the battles between them and the Eaton Reds like we always enjoyed. And then Palisade over in the Western Slope is 5A. Well, rounding out that top 10, Thompson Valley over in Loveland, they are number 6, Riverdale Ridge of Thornton 7, Falcon 8, Mullen 9, not sure how Mullen became 4A and not 5A, and then Pueblo East holds down that number 10 spot. So let's quickly get to the 5A rankings in baseball. And here again, Northern Colorado, the Sabercats, man. Coach Wagner, what a great job he's done over at Fossil Ridge. And of course, led by Easton Miller and numerous college, future college players on this Fossil Ridge team. They hold down that ranking. They are 13-1. Their only loss has been to number 4, Cherry Creek. Number 2, Rock Canyon. Austin Bowker, hard right-handed throwing pitcher. He is one of the top guns on that Rock Canyon. He is going to San Diego to pursue his college baseball career. And then number 3, Regis out of course, Aurora. Great Regis tradition. You know, Walt Weiss, former manager of the Rockies, now with the Atlanta Braves. He was once the high school coach at at Regis Jesuit. Not many guys step up from being the high school coach onto a manager of a Major League Baseball team. And as we stated, four is Cherry Creek. Five out of the Front Range League, showing a little strength of the Front Range League, is Prairie View. Also, Castle View out of the Continental is number six. Valor Christian, good in everything. They hold down that number seven spot with a 10-6 record. You can see the strength of their league and schedule, 10-6 and ranked number seven. Right behind them, the Lampkins of Fort Collins, they are 11-3. Legend out of Parker, another one of those Southeast Metro schools, 11-3. They hold down the number nine. And then over on the Western Slope, Fruita Monument. Nice year for Fruita, as their basketball team had a tremendous year, and they're kind of carrying that over into spring sports with baseball. So that is some of the action, some of the rankings. Take a look at your local high school team. Hey, let's thank A&W of Eaton. A&W Family Restaurant, located at 680 Oak, right there in Eaton, right off of Highway 85. Freshly made A&W root beer served in that frosty frozen mug. Of course, that pairs what with? Nothing other than the great Papa Burger or cheeseburgers. Take a look at the chicken tenders. Everything's good. Looking for a breakfast option? Well, A&W serves breakfast now. From there, open at 7 a.m. to 10:30 daily. They are open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, Sundays, 8 to 8. Hey, we're going to come back with Coach Brian Saya of the streaking Roosevelt Rough Riders after these messages.
Three point one and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hear it again.
Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
Welcome back to Coach Speak on this Friday. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Micah, that producer of this show, the best one of this show, is, he's helping us get ready, rocking it out back there. But, hey, supporting small businesses isn't just good for the economy. It's great for the community. Gould Parts is that shining example. Located at 45 East Collins Street, right off Highway 85 in Eaton. Hey, get the project you need for whatever comes your, get that part you need for every project you have going this spring. You can always get the right parts at Gould Parts. And I tell you what, baseball season's heating up in high school. So fun seeing some of these teams, especially some of these young teams that may have started a little slow and now they're rocking and rolling. And none other than the Roosevelt Rough Riders, Coach Brian Saya joining us on the Clearwater Products Hotline. Coach, how you doing today?
Really good. Really good. How about you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, doing great. It hasn't been that long ago since we previewed you guys and some of your players. I know we had Seppi and Josiah on and yourself, and you were 2-7 at that time. And you talked about how we, you know, lost some close games, that you were still really feeling good about this outfit, this team of yours, and great freshman pitcher. Well, guess what? A winning streak of six. You're on a roll. Congratulations on that turnaround right now.
Well, thank you. It's right now, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it is. Hey, Coach, what do you attribute to some of those factors behind that recent six-game winning streak?
Well, to be honest with you, I think I did tell you last time we talked that, you know, I felt really good about our team.
You did.
Our record really didn't show what we really had, you know. And, you know, it all starts with pitching. You know that.
Sure.
And I've got three guys that are getting it done. I don't know if there's too many teams that have three starting pitchers that I have. And, you know, it's been great. Our pitching, you know, and, you know, we're young as well. You know, last night we started seven positions, sophomore or younger.
Wow. And, sophomore or younger. Not just built, not just, you know, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, sophomores, seven and younger.
Yes.
That's great. That's great, Coach. And fun to see. It's just fun to see teams, you know, like yours start off, you know, I'm going to say a little slow. And as you said, you know, you loved what they were doing, lost some close games. But then to see that come around and that win streak put together. Hey, talk about your three pitchers, Coach.
Well, yeah, so we got three of them, and, you know, two of them are sophomores and one's a freshman, and Jack Sandstone's our freshman, and, you know, right now he's probably our number one. He's, you know, I don't know what his ERA is, but it's probably, you know, around two-ish, and every outing, you know, I have to go get him because of a pitch count, and, you know, that's what you want, and he competes, and every game he's been in there, win or lose, man, we have a chance when he's in there, and you know how it is about eating up innings, and, man, he sure is eating them up.
And, you know, that for a freshman, that just says a lot, too. You know, has to have really good command as a young kid, obviously. But, boy, it sounds like this kid has some, he's got some nastiness going on.
He does, and I love his demeanor. It's never too high and it's never too low. And, you know, like when we first started, you know, he's young and we've been working on his second pitch. And, you know, we're working on, you know, even the third pitch, and it's starting to come around. And he's just, you know, kind of a one of a kind how he's taking all this in. And, you know, we're talking about him pitching wise, but now at the plate, man, he's starting to come around. He's almost pushing 400. Man, he's been hitting the ball well. He's been doing everything well for us. And, you know, it's hard to say that when we're talking about a freshman.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a coach, what's the hardest adjustment you think for young kids, you know, like Jack? Is it, you know, on the mound, he's been there a few years, he's grown up, and, you know, but hitting-wise, a lot of times as a young guy, you don't get to face the stuff you're going to face in high school. So how's that adjustment been for him? Obviously, really well, but what are some of those factors that have just led to him to being that guy that's also hitting around 400?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's his demeanor, how he handles himself. Nothing bothers him, you know. He's up there, you know, and he's got a few strikeouts as a freshman, which he should, but I have him right there in the meat of the order in the five hole. So, you know, he's driving in runs, hitting, you know, getting a single or double with two outs, you know, doing things that, you know, freshmen shouldn't be doing. And we're loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. And how's Israel been pitching lately, Coach?
Israel has been fantastic as well. He's our number two guy. His command, you know, he might not have the velocity that Jack has and then that Brady has, but his command, and, you know, he's got two or three quality pitches, and he has been, you know, he's right there. I don't know what his ERA is. He is exactly, you know, he's gonna be shoving for us tonight. So it's just he's next guy up. So he has been just as good and eating up innings and eating up pitches for us as Jack.
So he gets the Mustangs tonight.
Yes, he does.
Great. And what differentiates Brady from these two guys, Coach? Jack has the velocity. Is a little more of that off-speed control guy. What does Brady bring to the hill?
Well, I tell you, Brady's probably he's probably just a little bit velocity-wise, just a little bit behind Jack. But man, he has a nasty slider, and he can control it. You know, he threw last night and he threw a one-hitter in Fort Morgan. So honestly, what we've been doing has been going with Jack and Iz as 1-2, and we've been bringing Brady off the bench as a closer. But with, you know, the Colorado weather and rescheduling and stuff like that, actually last night was Brady's first start. But we're just going with those three as much as we can. But you know how the scheduling is.
Oh, absolutely. And not a bad start. Just go out, hey, Coach, thanks for giving me that opportunity. Sorry I gave up the hit.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, I can't remember. I know there wasn't very many balls that left the infield, so I can't really recall the hit last night. But
what year's Brady, Coach?
He's a sophomore as well.
So he's a sophomore as well.
Sophomore, and Iz is a sophomore, and right. Jack's a freshman.
Yeah, oh, man. So how fun is it to know that these three guys are going to be, just part of a staff that you can continue to build, for the next few years? Got to be exciting.
Yeah, it is real exciting. And we have a couple more that are, we brought, with the scheduling and reschedule, this week we're playing 5 games in 5 days, so we brought a couple JV kids up, and they've come in and they've done what we've asked them to do, because, with the pitch count, you can't go with just three guys. And 2 weeks ago we played 4 games in 3 days, and we had to bring some guys up. So
sure,
we've got some guys, even more guys coming.
And what's nice about you guys, you have the guys. There's some schools out there that they go, oh, what are we going to do? I can see the coaches just talking like, who do you think we can get to throw some innings, because we don't have the bodies. We don't have those arms. So it's terrific, and it's been fun just, since we had you on the air, just watching the progress of your team and keeping up with it. It's a lot of fun. So after Fort Morgan, Coach, you have a lot of games. Talk to us about your upcoming schedule.
Well, I think after Fort, on a positive note, we play tonight, and hopefully the rain holds off so we can get it in.
Yeah,
so we can actually give our guys a rest, and then we won't play Saturday. We'll get back on our normal schedule, which will be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But you know how that works.
Sure.
From now, it'll change. But we're right in the thick of things in our league. I don't really look at the league standings or anything, but we, like you said, I think we won 5 or 6 in a row, and I think we have Northridge next on our
I think you're right.
I think we got Northridge, and I'm going to say this, I don't know much about them, but I hear that they put a few wins together too, I think I told you this before the season started, I don't think we have a front runner in our league. I think anybody can beat anybody on any given day, so we just take it one game at a time, and we don't look past anybody.
Well, exactly right. So, after the Fort Morgan game today, and it looks, I think you'll get it in. It seems like should be able to get that in, hopefully. And then, but a lot of teams that are scheduled for Saturday this week probably not going to get them in, possibly. And that just backs up some of those schedules as well. But I know it's early still, and you don't pay attention to league standings, but we do. And we've seen that. We've seen the progress in your team, and you're in the top 25 now in 4A. You're on that trend to be playoff bound, and that's got to be fun for the young guys. The seniors, they kind of think, okay, that's the standard right there. We've got to get there, but these young guys saying, hey, I think we can get to the playoffs, and who knows what you can do damage-wise in playoffs, so that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Roosevelt baseball tradition has been really good. Last year is the first year that we didn't make the playoffs in like 15-plus years, and I'd like to, for this young group, one of our goals was to get to the playoffs, and, with this young group, and not taken away from the seniors, it's about the seniors as well, but if we can get them there and get some experience there, I feel that we're pretty dangerous from a pitching staff, and the way that the playoffs set up, it benefits us more than most teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, I got to talk to you again. I know we did last time too about Seppi Salvatore, your senior catcher. It's got to be just a prominent force and helpful with a lot of the development of these young guys.
Yes, he is. He's been awesome. He's taken control. I don't even have to look at him, and he knows when he needs to go to the mound and settle him down and talk to him. He has been the catalyst of our team. He's been the leader of our team, and they all look up to him. And man, and he leads by example. I don't know what he's batting, but man.
Well, I'll tell you what he's hitting. He's hitting 521, Coach. Are you kidding me? 521. Yeah, you know, most guys would take that as a slug percentage, on base percentage. You know, this kid's average is 521.
Well, and I'm going to be honest with you, they don't pitch to him very often. He's probably been intentionally walked, I don't know, 6 to 8 times too, and then other than that, they try to pitch around him. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, does he hit in the three hole for you, or?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I got him in the three.
I thought he would. Have you ever thought? You know, this is an abstract question, but. Best hitter, you know. Yeah. Here's a coach trying to ask a coach here, but have you ever thought of leading him off?
You know what? We talk about it all the time. All the time. But you know how it is from a coach. I go, things are going good. We're not changing anything.
Don't overcoach him. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, nothing worse. You know, I'm thinking as a pitcher starting the game, you're not going to pitch around the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because we talk about that all the time. But, you know, our guys have stepped up because we've talked about it. We need people. We got to protect Seppi. We need somebody in front to get on, and we need somebody behind that's going to have to do some damage. And, you know, these last 6-7 games, Seppi doesn't have all the RBIs, but the guys in front of him are getting on, and the guys behind him are producing, and Jack's one of them, and Israel's the other one.
Yeah, so. And Jace Gunnell, outfielder, hitting 500, Coach, according to your max prep stats. But then I see Jack, you know, freshman Jack, you know, the stud on the mound, hitting just under 400.
Yeah, well, Jace Gunnell, I'm going to be honest with you. It is a great, great addition to our offense. He is hitting the ball so well right now. We don't want to jinx anything. he's probably hitting the ball harder than Seppi is right now, and it is a blessing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. It's as we've stated before, fun to see a winning streak going of a team that started 2-7. Now you're 8-7, and it's going to continue. And it's fun watching your guys progress. And hey, it can't be done without the coach's leadership. So congratulations, and Coach Saya, thanks so much for coming, hopping on again on Coach Speak.
Well, thank you for everything you do, and you know. Advertising for high school sports, I don't think we do enough of that, and it's all about the kids, and I just love being around the kids, and you know, it's fun to win as well. So we'll hopefully we keep that winning streak alive tonight.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to you. That is Coach Brian Saya, the coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Man, as we said, on that winning streak, does a great job of seeing coaches' teams play the past few years. Always fundamentally sound, so well organized out there, and always fun to go to Roosevelt. You know, I know their football team gets a lot of props in the fall, but go out and watch these guys baseball. They get a good support, great town, great, you know, just so many positive things out in Johnstown. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to be back with the master of the hooligans, Brady Hull. We're going to talk a little sports and maybe a little draft, little nuggets. Should be fun after these messages.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Man, you know, I about spaced it out coming back because I'm just enjoying the music.
Yeah.
That producer back there. And yes, we are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Hey, every day we get a chance to talk to a lot of high school athletes, coaches on this show. Many of those athletes have visited proactive physical therapy. If your athlete or yourself needs to recover from an injury, proactive physical therapy is the place. Man, visit our guys out at Eaton and here in Greeley. If you need to check them out first at proactivecolorado.com. I personally can say these guys will treat you right and get it done. But hey, joining me now, this is always fun. It's been a while since we've had Brady Hull on, and of course, you'll stay tuned after this show for the Hulligans, man, because he will bring it. I know he doesn't have anything to talk about today, you know, with the Nuggets or the draft, so he'll think of something else. But you know, Brady, first of all, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate jumping
on. I'll tell you what, you know, I want to give our producer Micah just a little bit of questioning, because you know he hates those Oregon Ducks, being that Washington Husky fan.
That's a tough one.
But
for
you
him,
know,
yeah.
Now how converted is what's your love affair for Bo Nix right now, Micah?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting not hating him. It's going to be interesting seeing him in that glorious orange and being like, I used to hate the name Bo Nix. I used to hate it whenever I yelled Bonix, but now I can say like Bonix. Now I can be happy.
That's the kind of insight you're not going to get anywhere else.
That's the take we get.
You're not going to get that anywhere.
You know, anybody that says they rehearse it, they're crazy.
Yeah,
you can't make this stuff.
No, you can't make that up. You have walked around, kind of, I don't know, in a weird kind of walking around with a weird mode today, Mike, because you know,
I got up early.
You're anti-Oregon. I get it.
Very anti-Oregon.
And so it had to be a little bit of a transition for you from last night when the Broncos go pick number 12 to today.
Second person I texted, actually. The first person I texted was Brian Lemon Lemus.
Now we have to tell our audience, Brian Lemus, who comes in during the wrestling season and does the Preps Wrestling Show. He is an Oregon Duck.
Yeah.
So
he's happy.
I text him back and forth and give him a hard time about wrestling and, you know, all the stuff that
I'm sure
likes.
He loves every text,
yeah. Oh,
too.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure he enjoys those.
He gives me a hard time, too.
But
I had to text him and say, well, I no longer hate Bo Nix.
Hey, Brady, what a night.
It was crazy.
Watching the draft, and then, you know, the draft didn't end, but our part ended with the Broncos. Plenty of time to get the pregame of the Nuggets and watch the Nuggets. And another great second half performance by the Nugs.
And I got to tell you, Bruce, I don't feel like the Nuggets overall, if you just want to take all the quarters that we've seen so far, they don't look like the same Nuggets team that we saw in the regular season. And that just, I think that's a great sign for Denver, because A, it just shows you how bad the Lakers are as a playoff team. But B, I think the Nuggets are, honestly, I don't know, this is crazy to say for a playoff game, but I think Malone is experimenting a little bit during these playoffs. Like, Justin Holiday, keep shooting threes, man. Just be out there and have fun with your teammates. It doesn't look 100% like the Nuggets, but they're still able to go up 3-0 in this series.
And they still play so well together. They share the ball. There was like three plays last night that they made the extra pass that 90% of NBA players would not have made.
No. I mean, that
I can
team
think of the little
rare
dish from Jamal Murray going to the basket and probably has the layup, but he just goes with the underhand little scoop pass to Aaron Gordon, who just goes up and slams it home. extra pass.
What I like about, and all those things are true. That's why this team's so unique. But, you know, in game two, Michael Porter Jr. kept them in the game. You know, without his shooting, you know, this team's going to get down by 20 plus, and then you're going to get out of reach. Last night, it was Aaron Gordon doing all of the board work that kept this team in the game.
Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter, these
guys. They were the glue.
Aaron Gordon, you about, I don't know whether it's been about a month ago, came out and said what an underrated trade.
Yeah.
Actually had to be one of the top trades in Colorado sports history.
Sure. Yeah.
Getting Aaron Gordon, and you got berated by some people.
I did.
But guess what? Now we have an article in The Athletic on, let's go back and take a look on how big this trade was that the Denver Nuggets made to get Aaron Gordon, Aaron from the
Magic,
Orlando Magic, and it's so true.
Well, and a lot
You're
of what
right
I was
all
saying,
the way. I'm going to give you credit.
I mean, and here's what I say about it: like, you got to look at a trade and see how it impacts the team after. It can't just be the trade. Yeah, Champ Bailey, Clinton Portis trade was one of the biggest NFL trades in history. But I'll ask Micah, how many Super Bowls did Champ Bailey? Was Champ Bailey responsible for? Aaron Gordon, without him on this roster, they maybe don't win last night. They maybe don't sweep the Lakers last year. They maybe don't win the They don't win the championship. So when I look at a trade, I go, what did it get you at the end of the day? Stats? Neat. Or did it get you hardware? Did it get you? Because that's what this is all about, is championships.
All about it. And, you know, after his first year with the Nuggets, and they were eliminated by the Suns,
was
right?
I think so, yeah.
And he came out basically publicly and said, you know what? I need to change my game somewhat to be a better team player for this organization if we're going to make those strides and actually become world champions. And he did it.
You don't see that very often, Bruce. I mean, you coach basketball. You coach basketball. You've been around players all the time. There's a lot of guys that say, I got to be better here. I got to do this.
I got to get my stats.
Do they actually
get my money?
Yeah.
I got to get this.
Gordon has no problem digging out rebounds or putting himself in a position where maybe a ball is going to come his way. He had a couple of opportunities to take some threes. You know, he's not the best 3-point shooter in the world. He's not Plumlee out there.
No.
But he knew, okay, this is not going to give my team the best shot here. We got to get this dub. So he's finding different ways. So I've him coming out and saying that years ago, saying I got to be a better player for Joker. I got to learn from him. And last night he comes on to say, hey, Nikola Jokic is a genius who just happens to play basketball. But that's Gordon goes to Serbia. He goes to Sombor for a month be around him.
This is what I love about this team. You know, during the off season, and it's a long season for these guys.
Yeah.
So probably the last thing a lot of teammates want to do is be around these guys.
Yeah.
You know,
they want to be away for a while.
He travels to Serbia to be with the Joker, to see how he lives, to be around his horses. And it's just so refreshing to see professional athletes play for something more that means more to them, and that's the hardwood, and to play for each other.
Yeah, you know, you see it out there too. You just, again, the big contrast, you look at how the Lakers played last night, especially in that second half. Discombobulated, not a lot of team basketball. Guys were screaming at each other. And that's not to say the Nuggets don't get on each other sometimes when one of their guys screws up. They had some bad turnovers, too.
You saw it at a timeout last night early. Like, hey, guys, we got to do this.
Sure.
Let's get it going.
Yeah, but the Lakers on that side, it just, there was a moment where Anthony Davis goes up for a layup or whatever, misses it, and you can hear his scream, you know, echo throughout the arena. And I was like, that kind of embodies what the Lakers are right now. That he's so damn frustrated, you can hear the scream, and the players are just kind of, the other guys on the floor are just dead.
Absolutely. Well, Brady Hall, man, thanks. Audience, stick around after this show for the whole show. But Brady, thanks for your insight. You always bring it. And anything special today on the show?
Oh, okay, so we're going to bring an old friend, a former CSU Ram, Ellison Hubbard.
Awesome.
He's a Georgia man, so he's going to give me kind of the feel of how Falcons fans are feeling after taking Michael Penix Jr.
Absolutely. That'll be great. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. And hey, thanks to Brian Saya again for hopping on Coach Speak today. Talk about his Roosevelt Rough Riders. And, of course, they take on Fort Morgan today. Should get it in. Get out to Roosevelt. See if you can catch that game. Hey, few other games of interest. Here's one that really is catching my eye. 4A-ranked Thompson Valley at Berthoud. This could be a dandy. Thompson Valley, 11-4. Of course, they're 4A. Berthoud, 15-1. 3A team. This could turn into be a rivalry. Could be a great game. Hope the weather cooperates and gets this game in, too. Hey, Highland is at Middle Park today. Elsewhere in the Front Range, Loveland travels to Horizon. Fort Lupton travels to Platte Valley to take on the Broncos. Brush comes up right here to take on the Bulldogs at University. And, of course, we mentioned Fort Morgan at Roosevelt. Hey, have a great weekend. Enjoy the second and third and whatever rounds of the NFL draft. Audience, stay tuned for the whole show. And we love it. We love you out there, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.